Good Morning Angels.
My life is still trying to get up that creepy hue of hope for a destination.
The Complimentary Breakfast. Good Morning, Angel.
On Good Morning Angels this morning, we're giving you feedback on a wonderfully generous offer that we received from the Intercare Hospitals in Gauteng recently. They said, we would like to do cataract operations for free for 6 people in need. We asked you to send us requests.
Ek het dit ontwikkel oor 'n redelike lang tydperk en dit tipe van raak maar gewoon nou aan dat jy al minder en minder kan oordentlik sien. En dan begin jou handewerk wat jy doen, jou naaldwerk en goed begin daaronder lei. En die gevolg is, jy doen dit naast nie meer, want jy kan nie sien nie.
I felt lifeless. I didn't want to do anything. I just wanted to sleep. I couldn't drive a car. I stopped going. I basically was housebound.
We sent them all on to the people at Intercare, and they chose not 6, but 8 patients in the end. With us in studio now is Salome Liebenberg. She is from the Intercare Hospitals. Salome, why did you decide to do this?
Well, at Intercare, Diane, we are so privileged to have the support of our community. So for us, this was a way to give back to the community and for 650,000 patients in a year that is loyal to our brand.
And it's amazing, Salome, what a difference it makes in people's lives. And with us in studio also is Dr. Marshall. He's one of the doctors who is involved in this, and you actually work with patients every day. Dr. Marshall, is there anything that we could do to prevent cataracts from forming on our eyes? Why do we get them?
Unfortunately, the development of a cataract is one of those things that go along with the aging process. It's basically the normal aging of the lens inside a person's eye. So there are some modifiable risk factors, including excessive UV light exposure, smoking, unhealthy diet, those kind of things that can be modified. But unfortunately, we cannot prevent ourselves getting older.
Well, one of the people who benefited from this generous offer is Mrs. Dora Vermeulen.
Ek is al 'n paar jaar besig om te probeer om in te kom by die staatshospitale, maar dis bietjie 'n onmoontlike taak, hoor. Jy kom net nie in nie en hulle sê altyd jy kom terug volgende maand en daai tipe van ding.
En die koste verbonde daaraan om dit nou te gaan doen by 'n privaat plek?
R23,000 'n oog.
'n oog. Dit is dan met ander woorde, is hy naby R50,000 om al twee te laat doen. Ons het vir dokter Marcel hierso en hy wil graag vir jou hulle sê vandag.
Ach nice, hy is so gaaf.
Môre mevrou Verwelen, hoe gaan dit?
Goed, dankie self dokter.
Goed, goed, dankie. Hoe voel hy oor vanoggend?
My oor is perfect nou.
Jy moet vir jou dogter sê dankie dat sy jou genomineer het, hoor.
O nee, ek sal, sy is my lewe daai kind, hoor. As ek my sê, ma, maak dit, dan sê ek, poplap, ma, kan nie meer sien nie. Dan kan jy sien hoe faal jy ook gesig het.
En ek is seker, nou kan jy nie meer daai verskoning gebruik nie.
Nee, ek kan nie, maar nou bly ek maar party mense tipstil oor die kan sien weer.
Another person that received help from Intercare is Kenneth Lees. When you got the call from Intercare, what did you think? Did you believe it?
No, I was very weepy. I could not believe it. And then when they told me to come in and they did tests, you know, I knew that there was a few people. And when he said to me, I can help you. I had the biggest lump in my throat and stomach was all knotted. And believe me, my eyesight has never been better. I used to sit at the TV and I could see it in the picture, but I couldn't see any words. Now I don't need glasses. I can see everything so perfectly. You cannot believe how overjoyed I am from Dr. Newman's and his staff. God bless you people very much. I'm getting emotional now.
Breakfast. Good morning, Angel.
I can see all obstacles in my way.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know.